This I Believe. Edward F. Arne is now serving his second term as governor of Kansas. He was attorney general and associate justice of the state Supreme Court before his election to his present office. He did not enter public life until 1946. Before that, he had his own law practice in Wichita. Here now is the creed of Governor Arne.
I believe in the nobility which motivates mankind most in times of great tragedy and stress. The nobility which rises above religious, racial, and social preference and prejudice. And I saw that nobility in positive action as members of our churches and organizations of every type worked side by side for a common humanitarian cause. It was in the summer of 1951 when the most destructive floods in the history of Kansas made thousands of families homeless. It caused property damage amounting to many millions of dollars. The effects in some areas may be evident for a century to come. Here was heartache and misery without precedent in our state. Homes acquired through years of toil and sacrifice were swept away, as were priceless personal possessions. Business establishments built up since the dark days of the Depression era were reduced to slimy rubble. Rich farmlands, productive for generations, were ruined in some sections by thick blankets of sand left in the wake of flood waters. But while there was discouragement, there was never doubt. With faith in God and in themselves, our people turned at once to the tasks of rehabilitation, and man's humanity to man became evident everywhere, and especially so among the young people. I saw a thousand examples of what I have always felt is the hallmark of human progress, Christian service and sacrifice on behalf of others. I believe in the essential goodness of our young people, in the basic strength of their character, and in their ability to meet every crisis they are called upon to face. I saw my faith demonstrated when a city's vital waterworks was menaced by the flood, when there were appeals for men to serve on a sandbag line, when hundreds of teenagers, those whom we are too prone to call irresponsible, stood ankle-deep in mud and moved sandbags until dozens of boys dropped in their tracks from utter exhaustion. Among those who came to the capital city of Kansas to help with rehabilitation tasks were a number of Mennonites from a settlement out in the central part of our state. They were devoted, gentle, deeply religious men of a sect so conscientious in convictions that their persecution often arises from public misunderstanding and intolerance. Yet, these men went to the flood-stricken cities to help their fellow men. For weeks, they labored and refused to accept pay, doing the most disagreeable and most back-breaking tasks because of their simple dedication to what they considered to be God's work. One day, during a brief respite, a group of these bearded men came to the state capitol building and solemnly stood looking at a great mural depicting a dramatic chapter in the fight against slavery that began in Kansas. "Men had character in those days," one of them remarked quietly. And yes, I too believe that men had character in those days when blood was shed for a principle. And I believe also that men have character today in our own time and generation. I believe the faith of our fathers is still our faith, that one man's burden continues to be the burden of every man, that while our ways may change, our souls and hearts and minds are equal to every challenge in life. I believe in the wisdom of God, and I believe in the ultimate ability of my fellow man upon this earth to accept spiritual guidance and translate it into day-by-day deeds of affecting for good the lives of us all.
That was Governor Edward F. Arne of Kansas. He lives with his wife and two daughters at the Executive Mansion in Topeka.